listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
It's Friday. Our financial update with Brian Cochran is a norm, and 2026 is no exception. Happy New Year, Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, and a happy New Year to you. It's weird. I'm one of those people that struggles to get the right year for like the first 6 weeks when I sign things and put in the wrong date. So 2026 still sounds funny to me. Yeah.
Unless I just didn't even realize it, I think I've been okay so far. It's been something I struggle with too. Now, something I think people are struggling with, Brian, you and I were talking a little bit off the air, is, a calendar date, January 1st, like it changes everything financially. Is this the case?
Yeah. And the way that's phrased often, Steve, is I had it twice yesterday, actually, where we were talking to families we serve, clients, and they both had almost the exact same language. Well, what are we changing for the new year on my investments? Or what's our strategy for the new year with my investments? As if we were investing one way in December, and now we're going to invest in a whole different way in January because it's a new year, which I don't blame someone for thinking that way. But it goes into that idea that, is your investment philosophy so variable? Is it so subject to changes? And a good way to kind of look at that is, let's look at 2025, right? Let's look at the year behind us and look at the lessons. I mean, if you came into 2025, you could have certain expectations, you could have a certain investment philosophy, and then we get in the spring and tariffs are announced and the market drops about 20% in the course of just a few weeks, and then goes down 5% a day for 2 days, then goes up 10% in 5 minutes in one day because the president comes out and says, oh, you know, those tariffs I was talking about, oh, don't worry about it. and expectations go from maybe a recession to AI is going to change the world and give us a boom in the economy. I mean, things change so fast that to start a new year thinking that you're somehow going to not only predict the future, but predict how investment markets might respond to the future. It's just, it's a really challenging game to play and not one that we encourage people jump in on.
Well, you know what I love about what you do, Brian, where you are, I mean, you're in the business of things change, the strategy that you put together for, I'm sure for yourself, your family, that your staff puts together for themselves and their families, and that you encourage your clients, is one that's based on scripture, which we've talked about before. It's transcendent. You know, God's word on this doesn't change.
Right. And what does God say about this? Well, for one thing, we're not supposed to be fearful. We know that. We're supposed to trust in God and the outcomes. We're also supposed to be good stewards, so we can't be just blind and ignorant. But we're supposed to be intentional. We're supposed to have an abundance mentality. And there's direct references in scripture to the importance of diversification, owning different assets, spreading your wealth across different risks. So what we recommend is, rather than try to predict what 2026 might hold in terms of geopolitical events and market events and how the stock markets and bond markets and other markets might respond, don't be a predictor because the future is uncertain, but also don't be fearful, but be a wise steward. And a wise steward diversifies. And so we suggest that people approach this maybe in a different way. So rather than asking what's going to happen in the world this year, ask yourself, what are my financial priorities? How do they reflect my values? And then how might I allocate my investments in terms of levels of risk that I'm willing to accept based on those goals I hope to accomplish, whether it's this year or in 20 years?
So, Brian, a phrase comes to mind, and quite honestly, I'm not sure I can even connect it with scripture, but does this apply? Quick to listen, you know, and learn and be aware, slow to act.
Yeah. And I think that's a good approach because we're not supposed to be ignorant. So listening and understanding is good. But what tends to happen with investment markets and investors is we react from emotion. And so you really shouldn't be too reactive when it comes to investing, because often our natural instinct is the opposite of what is wise. So when investments go up a lot, we get excited and we want more of that growth. Well, sometimes when investments go up a lot is a good time to be selling them, not buying more. And when investments go down, we get fearful and we want to sell things that are going down because in our mind that presents risk. An actual in our brains can't really define between investment risk and physical risk. So we actually feel we are saving ourselves when we step out of a down market, but that's often the time you should be stepping into the market. So, you know, being aware is good, educating yourself, and then understand what the Bible says about money and material things. Those are all good things, but we shouldn't be constantly taking action.
Yeah. And I really like what to put it in perspective, you looked back a year, you know, you said, well, let's put ourselves back at the beginning of 2025. If we tried to speculate, to prognosticate what the year would look like, and you know, there was many in the financial realm that were, like you mentioned, said we were headed towards recession and what the tariffs would do to our economy. And I don't think anyone necessarily expected what we saw recently in Venezuela. And it's just so important that we ground our decisions in what we find in God's word and seek counsel that is based on a biblical worldview lens as we move forward with the resources that God's given to us. Part of what we can do is find insights at no cost at johnmoore.com. Brian, what are we finding there in January?
Yeah, well, we do about 2 blog posts a month there, usually one that's on general financial planning or investment topics and one that's more focused on sort of financial basics. But one that I think was really appropriate for starting the year is kind of a faithful framework for goal setting and casting the vision for the year ahead. It's a blog post called Who Are You Becoming? And it's all about being intentional, you know, clarifying who you are and then starting to build habits that help move you in the right direction. And that can be true certainly of our financial futures. I would mention that financial goals are usually the second most popular New Year's resolution behind physical fitness and health goals. So some of you might be thinking about your money right now a little differently. That's okay. We're not trying to be predictive like we are with the markets when we think about wise stewardship. So it's a great post to kind of motivate you to get serious about changes in the new year.
So Brian, not to do a whole nother segment, but when you mentioned the new year and financial goals, in other conversations we've had, whether it's exercise or you know, people that are dealing with addiction and mm-hmm. you know, falling off whatever wagon, one of the constants is, you know, set a goal that is attainable and start with something small. That, you know, once you've got that, then you can add more to your plate. But what would be one small thing that all of us could really focus on heading into the new year when it comes to the resources God provides for us?
Yeah, one of my favorite is for folks who are really starting at the ground level is download a finance app like the FaithFi app, or there's many others out there that help you track your finances and create a habit where once a week, you sit down and you look at how you're allocating your resources between saving and spending and where are you spending. And sometimes that's the first step is awareness in any kind of thing we're trying to improve, right? If I'm trying to be more physically fit, I should be aware of what's my heart rate and what's my calorie intake. And, you know, you start getting the numbers. And so downloading a financial app and then putting a reminder on your calendar that every Saturday morning, you spend 20 minutes reviewing your finances. That's a great start for many families.
All right. There we have some homework for next week. Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, again, happy new year and look forward to another year of some great updates each Friday as we catch up with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.